Let's talk a little bit about bevacizumab, the E2100 trial in the first-line metastatic setting showing an advantage to adding bevacizumab and paclitaxel.
The main endpoint, which is progression-free survival, was significantly prolonged. In fact, if you look at the hazard rates, it's a more robust improvement than we've seen, for example, with single chemo compared to doublets of chemotherapy. So I think that both the efficacy and safety really are similar. Now, there's been a lot of attention paid to the fact that the survival difference was statistically significant at ASCO, and then upon the next two presentations, both at ECHO and at San Antonio, that is no longer statistically significant. But it's really important to remember that the number of events is nowhere near what they had projected as the number of events would be to look at that analysis. So I really think that even though survival is an important endpoint, I just don't think that we have enough power to say whether or not there's a survival associated with it. Now, I do think in the end it will be important to factor in into using it. But I think right now you have to go with progression-free survival, and that's exactly the kind of conversation you need to have with the patient. Look, we don't know that this drug might make you live longer, but the evidence we have right now is that people tend to progress later on this, and that we also know that quality of life is generally affected by when you progress, and you have to trade that off against the side effects of this drug, which aren't major, but do include things like hypertension and rarely things like bleeding.
And how has that played out in your own practice as you've had that discussion with patients?
Well, I have tried to stay to the way the trial was designed, and I'm only using it in patients in first line, and I use it in patients with paclitaxel, and I tend to reserve it for patients that are either symptomatic or maybe not symptomatic, but that their trajectory of their cancer is such that I would predict they might get symptomatic soon. So it's obviously a judgment call. In terms of whether or not we might want to generalize this and combine it with other chemotherapeutic drugs, I think that's a reasonable consideration. What if patients already had a taxane in the adjuvant setting and one wants to use a drug like capecitabine? I think it would be reasonable to use it. I have not in my practice yet, or a drug like vinorelbine. Again, I think by extension it would be a reasonable thing to do. I think in a very short order of time we're going to have more data, at least phase two data, to help guide us in that decision. But I look at it like any other doublet. I think because it does have some side effects, I try to reserve it for patients who I think need more of a response and time of progression. That is generally symptomatic patients or, as I said, patients that either have or are going to develop visceral problems.